difference too.
I've got butterflies in my stomach.
Man, I hope it goes well. What are we going to do? We haven't been on the air for 4 months. What do you think people are going to think?
I don't know. I don't care.
On the 17th of August 2021, a new case of COVID-19 has made its way into the community. The New Zealand government announced plans for all of New Zealand to move to alert level 4 at 11:59pm for a short period of 2 weeks. Minister of Education Chris Hipkins stated that a short, sharp lockdown is more likely to be successful in the current context than a longer, more drawn-out, lower-level response. After two lockdown special episodes, the team at Speakeasy FM decided to postpone production until the short and sharp lockdown was over. And now tonight, 4 months later, may I present to you the return of Speakeasy FM.
Recommend, guys! I miss you so much!
Oh, my God, he's here in the studio.
I miss you too, Greg!
I missed you so much, my man.
Oh, mate, it's been bloody too long.
How have you been, Steve?
Good.
Oh, man, last time, what happened the last time we saw each other?
Mate, we didn't do a lockdown. That blooming Chris Hipkins and Ashley Bloomfield, I don't know.
I remember saying, hey, Steve, don't worry, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
And in that minute!
Oh, man, and what's been happening on the airways? What happened to our show?
Don't know.
Well, have we been trying to put shows together?
Yeah,
it's been pretty tricky, hasn't it?
People don't realize how hard it is to do radio on FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got some clips that show you how difficult it is. Remember, you and I had a couple of struggles with delay and everything?
Yeah.
But, Steve, it is so good to see you in the studio.
Oh, so good to be here.
How about a message for our fans?
Guys, I miss you so much. But I'm back and I'm here and I'm not going away. So, let me entertain you on Speakeasy FM. Good night, Greg.
Hell is gone and heaven's here. There's nothing left for you to fear. Shake your ass, come over here. Now scream.
Woohoo, yeah!
I'm a burning effigy of everything I used to be. You're my rock of empathy, my dear. So come on, let me entertain you. Let me.
Steve, it is so, so good to be back. Man, it has been a long, long time,
well,
hasn't it, my friend?
We've got a song about Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, we will. We've got lots of great songs about Welcome Back. And yeah, because our theme is just, what is our theme, Steve?
Welcome Back theme.
Yeah, well, it's been, how long have we been away for?
Too long.
Too long. It's been a long, long time.
It's all Kate's fault for it's been a year. Whoops.
I feel like it's been longer than a year.
Yeah, thousands of years. We're going back in time in a spaceship.
Yeah, so Steve, people have probably been wondering why we haven't been on the radio for a while.
Because they've been in lockdown.
Yeah, well, I guess they should know that, should they? But, you know, whatever. I mean, we've been keeping in contact over that time, haven't we?
Yeah, Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, tell everyone how we've been practicing our radio and trying to... well, this actually isn't our... This isn't our first attempt at trying to put the radio back, is it?
No.
Yeah, we've tried like four times.
It's all Kate's fault.
So what... how did we do lockdown? How did we try and do the radio during the lockdown?
I don't know. It was hard, but...
Yeah.
Then we said, Then we all said, how are we going to do it?
Yeah, well, we tried Facebook. That worked sometimes. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah, you guys have been talking about Sheffield and Amy. No, where was that, Amy? Where is she?
Yeah, well, she's been able to do a bit of work on the mics.
I wonder for the dedication up for
it. Yeah, well, should we play... I've got a little clip of you guys where we tried to work it with you sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
All right.
So this is a clip of Amy and I.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What are you doing tomorrow? Work?
Yeah, typical work with them guys.
What time you finish?
What?
What time you finish?
5.
And then sleep.
Yeah. I'm on my Pepsi tomorrow. What are you having?
I don't know. Really, I miss the Pepsis, honestly.
What? Are you still having it with your sister?
I really miss him, you know.
Yeah, I
know. Okay. Anyway, you're pretty awesome.
I know.
Time for some Bob Marley. Everything is good. It'll be all right. on Speakeasy FM is Isle of Voice.
Yeah. Welcome back to Speakeasy FM. It's been a very long time, but I'm joined by Josh in the studio.
Hi, Greg.
And Michael on FaceTime. How are you doing, Michael?
Yeah, good.
Cool. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've been on the radio. But yeah, we've been,
No long.
But we've been practicing and trying to make shows the whole way in between. On FaceTime, hey, Michael.
Yeah.
Has it been easy?
Yep.
Well, okay. Not the answer I was looking for. Yeah. It's been easy to record, hasn't it? It still feels natural.
Yeah.
But it's been hard. Sometimes there's a couple of challenges, isn't there?
Yeah.
In particular, Wi-Fi connections. So we actually tried this about, I think, two weeks ago. That's right. And then, we tried getting something ready, but we had a few challenges, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a few internet problems, didn't we?
couple of internet connections, time.
Yeah.
But Josh and I were saying, Michael, how well you handled that when we were going through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably all the practice you've been doing in the studio and all the practice at home.
Yeah.
Well, I've taken all that we've done and put a little ed on it so that people can see how challenging it was to try and make radio sometimes when we don't have people in the studio. So this is a beautiful disaster. Michael hasn't heard this before, so this is his first time too. This is some of the joys we've had to endure over lockdown.
Take it away.
Please stand by. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, good.
No, we're just dealing with the technical difficulties down here, but we're going to get some radio going.
Yep.
Michael's live from the studio at home on FaceTime. And,
fine, Greg. How you been, bro?
I've been good. And we've also got Josh in the studio on the microphone.
Yeah.
How you doing, guys?
Good, thanks, Greg. Yourself, how you been?
Yeah, well, it's been a crazy one, hasn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Well, you guys... Oh, we lost him. Hang on. Please stand by. This is actually a pretty good example of anyone's wondering why there hasn't been radio for a while. Yeah. This is why. Some of the many joys of trying to figure out how we can make it work.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the studio, Michael.
Yeah.
You guys are both, we've got, another call. Okay, so let's go here. It's usually that someone's gone to this one.
Yeah.
Oh, are you there, Michael? Oh. Are you still there?
No, I'm on my phone. What is it doing?
No worries. I was actually explaining to Josh and everyone listening that, this has been some of the tricky things we've been having to do through lockdown to try and keep radio going. As you can see, it's not as easy as it sounds. And we've lost him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. So, we'll see whether this plays on Friday or not, but this is us trying to call Michael. Just trying to call people on FaceTime through the iPad while it records here. Hello, you got a collect call from Speakeasy FM. How you doing?
Yeah,
welcome back, Michael, for the, I think this is the fifth time. can you hear us?
Yeah.
So we can't see you, but we can hear you.
Yeah, it's all right.
There he is.
Here we go, Michael. We've got you now.
This is it. We'll actually give people at home a little taste of some of the challenges we've had to deal with over lockdown. So, Michael, tell everyone at home how we've been making the radio while we've been in lockdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you've been doing it for a while, where we were coming into the studio, and then I think it's been about 4 months since we went into lockdown, and we've been trying to use FaceTime. I think it took about a month for us to figure out how to actually make it work. And then another month to get the quality to work. And then I think, right now we're still dealing with the challenges of Wi-Fi and delay and everything. And yeah, this is actually fun enough, the first time you and Josh will be in the studio together.
Yes, it would have actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a shame it has to be on FaceTime, but
yeah. But what can you do?
Yeah, and we work through the challenges, eh, Mike?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes a lot of fun. So one of the first...
Oh, my God.
All right, let's see if we can get this last one to play.
This is fun. It is fun.
All right.
It's been a fun one. Sometimes it's the ones where things are a bit tricky that are the most fun, isn't it? Sometimes the ones where things don't go perfectly. Yeah. Sometimes the ones where things don't go perfectly are the ones you remember.
Yeah, it's you.
Okay, cool. You've done really well, Mike. I'm a true professional. With all the mistakes happening, you handled it very well. Don't worry, it's actually still, you'll hear a lot of this on, there he's gone again.
Oh, boy.
Okay, my daughter goes on TV and it's on. Now, I'm on my
Should we get on to it?
Wish I. I take it it's not good.
Nah, it's not good. The first time the All Blacks have lost three games since 2009.
Oh, no.
Going down 40 points to 25.
40 to 20. Oh, man, that's. Oof, yeah, that's rough. No. What happened?
Lost at Stade de France since 1973.
Oh, jeez.
They were saying, who was our, was it our Prime Minister, Kirkpatrick, or whatever his name was?
Mm-hmm.
In 73, and apparently it was like he was doing he was stopping the nuclear protest or something like that.
Yeah,
was it All Blacks lost to France? It was like so long ago.
Yeah,
France all over us. The coach from the All Blacks, they want him gone.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone wants him gone.
Everyone's feeling a bit sour, I guess.
Yeah. Two losses. Oh, Ian Foster's neck. Yeah, they want him.
Oh, well, it's three losses, actually. Yeah, you're right. Oh, man.
Yeah, this year. They they want the Crusaders coach and Scott Robinson.
Right.
Who they want.
Man, I thought 2020 was the rough year, but, man, yeah. I think 2021 for New Zealand's been a bit of...
Yeah, the All Blacks. Oh, and we... Oof. Oh, my God. And the cricket, that's gone no good either.
Yeah, is that just fallen off now?
Yeah, I think they've lost it since the World Cup finished.
Everyone's lost their motivation from the sounds of it, man.
India clean sweep them in the T20, so hopefully we can get better in the cricket. But yeah, the All Blacks obviously finishing the year 12-3, and yeah. Obviously they lost three big games, losing to South Africa, losing to Ireland and France. It's not going to help you with the World Cup.
No.
Oh, it's not sport, but we went out for a bit of a drive yesterday to go and do a few things. And did you hear about the tractor protest?
Oh, no. Tractor protest.
The free, have you heard about the free waters?
No, I can't say I have.
So it's like the sewage and the rainwater and all that? Because
yeah.
Apparently, what is it? Because apparently a lot of people get sick from the drinking water.
Oh, let's have a look. So the protest is about the
Let's
see,
like farmers complaining about it when we were driving yesterday.
Right, like I have heard of, I've seen some cars driving. So the three waters. Let's have a look.
The three waters reform, it's called.
Yeah, well, let's actually have a look and see what this is about. Because I've seen cars driving past with like a bumper sticker or something that mentions it.
Yeah, and we saw like heaps of, we were on the motorway and we saw heaps of tractors in there.
Right.
It was like non-stop.
Yeah,
it was like heaps of.
Would have been a bit slow on the motorway.
We were going the other way, luckily.
Good.
Tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Just don't think he'd understand.
tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
So when you were saying about, I mean, it's difficult to buy gifts now because it's lockdown.
Yeah.
Looking at, so when we were looking at the silly jokes, yeah, we've got another tin from the same company that says 50 things to do once in a lifetime.
So, ah, it purse from up a boy.
So what we've, I mean, we've gone through these before, I think, and seen if we could find someone who's done them, who works here. But I think what would be perfect this time is to see, can we actually do any of these things at the moment because of lockdown?
Well, we can make it.
Well, let's see. Let me give you the first example. So one says...
Well, we do ones at the house.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm going to read them and... Well, can you do that at the house or is that... No,
my mum needs to make a cruise around the house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So well, let me give you the first one.
Is, yeah,
go on an African safari. So do you think you can do that in lockdown?
No.
No? You don't think you could make a safari at the house like a...
Yeah, okay, we've got the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs.
Yeah.
And
you got Charlie, I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah,
that's
maybe,
it.
There you go. What else could you? Maybe put like some of the plants in the house to make,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have a dad because he's got beard.
There you go. So he'd look like a safari jungleman.
Yeah.
What else could you do? Maybe. Yeah, there you go. So you can go on a safari. It's just instead of seeing lions and giraffes.
Just make one of your own.
Yeah, you're going to see dogs and Amy's dad.
We did a, it was a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum was making a cruise holiday.
Yeah.
So we did a knitting club for me and Selena.
Oh, there you go. So like you do on a cruise.
Yeah.
And cool.
So and cooking lessons.
Perfect. So if anyone, well, what sort of things do you do on an African safari? Well, I mean, we've already answered that one. So yeah, you can definitely have an African safari.
Yeah.
As long as you've got pets and a couple of plants.
Yeah.
Wah bam bloom bam blah bam bam to the food. Rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. To the food, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, my bobble, loom, my blump, bump, bum. I got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, bop. Ow! I should do to me, to the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, bop, bop, loom, bop, bop, bam, boom.
Well, Moving on to our next one.
Yeah.
Got one of the most iconic artists of all time in this one. But the movie, we'll get the movie first. Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Lead us into that one. That.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Perks of Being a Wallflower, you know, it's. You know, it's one of my favorite coming of age movies. I mean, it's you know, very good. It's got a, you know, brilliant cast as well. You know, Emma Watson, Paul Rudd. You know, it's a good cast. Anyway, you know, you've got that iconic scene for those that have seen it, of you know them going through the tunnel and Emma Watson's in the back, and you know they have David Bowie playing Heroes, which is a very iconic song, a very famous singer. And, you know, Emma Watson then climbs into the back and, you know, stands up and has her hands up, you know, like an eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going through the tunnel and then, can't remember his last name, but Logan, the guy who plays Charlie, you know, he turns around and he's like, what's she doing? And he's like, oh, she does this all the time, don't worry.
Yeah,
and he looks up at Emma Watson and he's just starstruck, you know, because, you know, oh, my God, she's beautiful. You know, she's, oh, my God, what's she doing? Oh, my God, this looks amazing. And, you know, it's one of those scenes that's just so iconic because you see how, you know, what his, how much more, like, respect and feeling he has for her as well. Mm. And it's just also, again, very iconic, not just because of how much his love grows for her, but also because if you fast forward to the end, you have him doing the same thing at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, they find the tunnel song and they're like, what's this song called? Oh my God, I got a friend who loves music. It's called Heroes. Yeah. Go in. Mm. They go through the tunnel, but this time Charlie's in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
He does the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, as we were talking about the other day, which is that very iconic line, he's like, we are infinite.
Yeah.
And they go it's in, like, they do the...
We can be heroes.
Yeah, exactly. And it finishes with the song.
Perfect.
Yeah.
The thing I love about that one is there's so many good things about it. It's like you've got that first scene, which ends up being something that's going to be recreated.
Yes.
You've got him when he's looking at her and he's just absolutely infatuated.
Yeah.
And then she comes in. My first favorite thing is, I love the song, what is it? Mm. And like me in the car there now would be like, it's David Bowie. What the hell? Like,
I know.
But that's what makes it so perfect. Because, you know, when you're at that age, I would have been like, I would have said the same thing. But it's once you know David Bowie and other things, you're like, it's David Bowie. What's wrong?
And it's like, that's a thing. I mean, you know, David Bowie, you know, he's one of the most, or he was, and still is, one of the most iconic singers.
Absolutely.
You know, he's incredible.
And that's why we're like, it's David Bowie. She's a high school girl. It's like,
It's like I was talking to my do you know Richard Dawkins?
No.
Famous ethologist.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, I was at a quiz once, and it had a question on him, and I was with two of my friends who were the same age as me, and one of my friends who was a year younger than me, so 321s, 120. And it said, what was this, it was like, how old was Richard Dawkins when he started working on his job? And my friend read the question out, and he's like, who the hell is Richard Dawkins? And I was like, you don't know who Richard Dawkins is? And he's like, oh, who's he?
And I was just like, okay. I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay. And he goes, who is he? And I was like, oh, don't worry, I'll tell you later. Okay, don't worry. And it's like, oh, you're in my age, you don't know who Richard Dawkins is.
I'm older. I'm like, I gotta do my homework.
Yeah.
But it's exactly. It's one of those moments where it's like, but then the thing is, well, it takes you back to like, I remember the first time hearing Bowie and being like, being like, wow. And then I remember, I mean, you know, you find out what an icon he was.
Yeah.
And you can't really go wrong with David Bowie, you know. So, probably maybe my favorite song on this list today.
Yeah.
Absolutely iconic. David Bowie. Heroes.